thoughts on that, or what happened there? Or
why it was incomplete?
Why it was incomplete? Also, the bid price seems to be a pretty good difference there.
I just asked for that information on why that's listed as incomplete. I'm not sure exactly why. I know that we do evaluate each bid as it comes in to see if, you know, they have actually filled out all the forms they're supposed to, and if the, you know, they actually provide us with a low bid amount. This bid, actually, though, the engineer's estimate was above the low bid amount.
Right.
However, it was 5% below the average, and I really like the engineer's estimate to be close to the average, so I'm happy to see that we did get three people interested in the work.
This company, they've done work with us before us?
They have done work for us before. They do fiber optic contract work with us right now. They were the low bidder at $2,277,925, and they are also going to commit to exceeding our DB goal on this contract. I can get you additional information on why that bid from Gibson was deemed incomplete.
Yeah, that'll be good. Thank you.
Item number two is an item that I will be presenting to the full board next week.
Okay.
I'm working with Gustavo right now to get you the completed DBE information, and I don't have it available to you, so it's a little unfair to expect you to take action on it yet. But this one is for the I-90 reconstruction effort. It's that sixth contract I kept referring to at the special board meeting. We did get a good bid, and it is going to be a different prime contractor from the other one, so the work is getting spread around, and this is for the furthest west section, and I was happy to see that we actually got four bidders interested in bidding on that section, because we struggled to get bidders out there.
This won't delay it to be putting it on the full board, though. We still have that for a vote, though.
Yes. Okay. So I'm losing 7 days, but it's not going to be the end of the world.
So we won't act on it because we're getting incomplete information.
Yeah.
But the vendor basically looks like a joint venture of three minority firms. Is that correct? No. Am I looking at something else?
This is item number two.
Oh, I'm looking at something else.
So this is William Charles. It is a joint venture, but it's William Charles and Rock Road.
Gotcha. Okay. So we'll discuss in further detail with more at the board meeting next week.
Yes.
Take action there.
So item three is a construction contract. This is the last of the construction contract awards that I have to present today. This one is for doing the flyover ramp bridge. It's going to actually start building the connection between northbound I-57 and northbound I-294. This contract is very critical to meeting our Move Illinois promise of installing those major traffic improvements by the end of 2014. We did get six bids on this contract. Lohr Construction is the low bidder at $29,515,070.33, and they are committing to exceeding our DB goal.
About $6 million under the estimated budget. And this firm specializes in bridges, and they're the ones that won the award, I think, for that. I think you just said that.
That's
flyover
correct.
Grant,
they did the
290?
The tri-level bridges at the big system interchange connection between 294 and 90 right by O'Hare Airport, and they did win an award for that.
Okay. Thank you.
So now I have some professional service contract awards that I want to recommend. The next eight. This first one is off of a selection that we did on professional service bulletin 12-3. It's for construction management associated with some roadway resurfacing in selected areas on I-355. That's the Veterans Memorial Tollway. The full project limits are from I-55 in the south up to Army Trail Road in the north. They're going to do some resurfacing and patching in the section between I-55 and just south of the Boughton, or near the Boughton Toll Road Plaza, and then at the very north end of I-355 near Army Trail Road, we have the small section where we meet IDOT's roadway, and then we also are going to do those collector distributor roads at the Butterfield Road interchange. They will be doing some bridge repair work throughout the full limits of this contract. Award is recommended to the, it's a DB tri-venture, Connor Consulting, CivCon, and SEQ. They all teamed up to do this work for us, and the recommended award amount is $1,998,845.
Thanks.
So the next six items I'm bringing to the board very quickly from the selections off of Bulletin 12-5. We conducted these selections in December, December 19th to be exact. 85 firms submitted 149 statements of interest on the 12 items that we advertised for work. Five of the firms, unfortunately, were disqualified. And the reasons were, one, did not have a Board of Election certificate. So we have been successful in removing the Board of Selections elections certificate from, if they have it, and we can verify that they have it online.
But they have to be appropriately registered.
Yeah, at the time of the bid submittal. And this firm was not, now they do know, so they will do better in the future, I'm sure. Two of the firms didn't have the required pre-qualification, and one missed the deadline. We selected seven DBE firms who are going to serve as prime consultants off of these 12 items. There's four joint ventures. Three of those joint ventures do involve DBE firms. We had three formal mentor-protege commitments and two informal ones. The total estimated fee coming out of the complete bulletin 12-5 is about $79 million, 78.8 actually, and we have about 32.6% commitment going to DB firms. When we just have a bulletin, I like to give you some of those overall stats on that bulletin. So that was the only reason why I brought that up. But the first one is item 5, which is a professional service contract. It's for system-wide pavement and roadway management. So these are the consultants who actually go out annually and inspect our pavement and evaluate its performance. They also do some on-site materials, testing, engineering, and support, and they're helping us manage some of our roadside assets, such as our signs, in addition to the roadway. So they keep track of some of those items that we have out there. They're also going to help us quantify and assess how the tollway's doing with respect to its sustainability initiatives, because we know that a lot of our green initiatives are related to our pavement designs. This is highly specialized service. They have some special equipment that's very expensive. We have traditionally struggled to get competition on this item. I was excited to see that we actually had another competitor who had submitted, but this Fugro Consultants was disqualified, and they were the ones who didn't have the Board of Election certificate, so there was really, we didn't have any other option. ERA is the firm that we're recommending award to. They've done good work for us. They have served in this capacity for us in the past. They've been very key to developing a lot of our green pavement initiatives. They're involving a sub for the first time with the tollway, the right environment. So we are introducing a new company to our work with this contract. They've committed to exceed our DBE requirement, and they've been very cooperative with us in trying to increase DBE involvement in this work over time. Award is recommended to Applied Research and Associates. This is going to be a 5-year contract, and the full value is $13,005,000. Item 6, that's a professional service contract for system-wide intelligent transportation system network support, and also some technical guidance and maintenance management assistance. They're going to help us take care of all of our ITS field devices, and we have numerous devices. We have over 1,000 cameras and security cameras and roadway cameras, 90 roadside vehicle detection systems, 39 dynamic message signs, 38 video recording systems, 5-way motion stations. We have a big commitment to the utilization of intelligent transportation systems. Engineering services to be provided also include some network hardware integration oversight. Award is recommended to system development integration in the amount of $2,659,406. This also will be a 5-year contract term. What we want to do with this contract is we want to have them help us transfer some of the technical capabilities and knowledge to our own internal staff so that we can actually reduce our usage or reliance on this type of contract and actually do it ourselves, because we don't see the need for this going away ever. They did commit to exceeding our DBE requirement on this work.
Why the 5-year contract versus a 3-year?
I think we've been trying to slightly increase the duration of our contracts, recognizing that it does put us at risk when we have to go through the procurement process.
This is something you may remember from John's last presentation on procurement, that one of our strategies that we said we were going to use to kind of manage this new process was, when we took a look back at all of our contracts, you know, we used to do 3 years plus 2 1-year renewals, and there are always exit clauses in our contracts. And, you know, the reality is we'd love maybe to continue to do that, but every 1-year renewal takes 6 months to execute. So to execute those 2 1-year renewals is taking a year of time. So we thought that it's just better on many of these to make them 5-year terms so we don't have to go through all of that staff time on those renewals. And then, of course, if we're dissatisfied with the service for any reason, we can always cancel or reissue a contract, decide to go back out to the marketplace. We just frankly do that so rarely on these contracts. We almost always take advantage of the renewal options, that as the process has become more arduous, this is just one of the ways that we've had to try to manage the procurement process. And I don't, you know, I think that all of us would, in many respects, for most of us, we'd rather go back out to the marketplace more frequently and test the market. But, you know, you have to kind of deal with the reality of the process that we're living in.
So we have tried to strike a happy medium. I mean, we know the maximum term is 10 years, and we haven't gone that far with any of them, but we have tried to push them out a little bit further.
So like $2.6 million of the award amount is over 5 years?
Yes.
Is that enough to exceed also?
Yes.
And why only one bidder on this?
Yeah, this is also a specialized work effort, and that's the only answer I have for that. This was also advertised through our professional service bulletin, which goes out. We also have email notifications, and we also put it on the state's website, procurement website, and vendors get notified when it comes out. I was a little disappointed also that we only had one respondent on this. They do good work though. I see no reason why they, you know, I wouldn't recommend it to them.
Thanks.
When we do something like that again, do we talk to other tollway systems when we are putting out an RFP for something? I assume that part of the reason there are a limited number of bidders is because pretty technical, complicated area, but we in Illinois, there's one of us. Around the country, there are a lot of us. Or is this something that out of state companies are not going to want to do?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, but I hear what you're saying. ITS, I think, does represent an opportunity for new companies and other companies to get involved with.
Yeah.
We have not had you know, good response on construction or on the professional service side with respect to ITS, and I view it as an area that's going to continue to grow in the future as people try to get more and more out of their existing systems.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
this
is
a way to do it.
More that we can do to
increase the outreach and try to develop more competition?
Yeah. I mean, this certainly went to our typical list of outreach firms, right, these procurement opportunities do. Maybe there are other IT associations or other groups that we should be
And I guess if we're talking about the future and we're also planning to scale this back and take more of it in-house, it may become less attractive to people in the future rather than more attractive.
Yeah, on this particular item. But there are always going to be other ITS-related design efforts that we will, you know, let out.
Jay Watts, are they located here? The sub?
I know there are DBE firms. I do not know exactly where they're located. John?
Do you know what scope of work they're going to provide for the prime?
As the sub? I don't.
Okay.
But
one of the problems with this contract is if a vendor comes to work for us in this capacity, they will be working on multiple things that provide them inside information on the items that go off the contract. And so some of the other firms that are qualified to do what SDI has been doing for us and will do for the next up to 5 years could be done by the URSs, by the HNTBs, by other firms that have a wide depth of ITS experience. But frankly, they will go after the big design contracts where they can incorporate ITS as well as engineering and structural and other disciplines for a $6 to $12-15 million basis rather than a $2 million.
But so if their information, when you're talking about, you know, this is something that we always deal with. I mean, firms that have worked with us previously, of course, are going to have information that, and that's just a natural part of the process. But on these, maybe we need to think about, you know, is there anything else we should be putting out there as far as information when we put the contracts out? You know, any additional information, and we'll just take a look at it and see, you know, if there are other opportunities. As you said, I think the 2.6 is, you know, maybe not enticing enough for some of the larger firms over this period of time, you know, given, you know, the size of contracts that they want to work on and, you know, do. Yeah,
it is a limited market, though. I mean, yeah. And that is a real problem. Right. I think it's a developing market, as Paul indicated. So we will be coming out with our, I guess, 5-year plan. And hopefully publishing that will engender some interest to the ITS community. We usually distribute that through ITS Midwest and other means, so that may be another outreach possibility.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Jay Watts is a Chicago firm.
Thanks.
The next four items, these are upon request type contracts. IDOT has a similar type contract to these. They call it various, where they assign. They make various assignments out of it. We work off of an established upper limit on this type of contract, and we manage them by a task order basis. So we use this to address a lot of design and construction management needs associated with multiple smaller type improvements that we have going on the system. And many of these contracts are going to be critical to our unbundling commitments, so they're going to do a lot of these smaller jobs for us. We established a budget for these three contracts with input and assistance from our consulting engineer, who they help us program all of our system-wide work for like bridge repair, pavement repair, overhead sign repair. There are numerous other repair contracts that we do on an annual basis, which comes out of our inspections. So engineering has identified all the tasks that we want these particular consultants to get started on, so they are going to hit the ground running as soon as we give them authorization or notice to proceed. And this year we have about $80 million targeted for spending within the system-wide budget group. So item 7 is a professional services contract. This is going to be for doing design services upon request. Award is recommended to the joint venture of Premier Engineers and the EJM Engineering in the amount not to exceed $7,500,000. Primera and EJM are both certified DBE firms. So this contract also, all their subs are DBE. So we're going to have 100% DBE commitment on this. And Primera has an informal mentor protege agreement with two of their subs, actually, Terra Engineering and Jarza Carhoff. So they are actually going to voluntarily assist to help them, you know, grow their businesses too.
What's the term of this? I saw the amount. What's the term? Is it unlimited? Or
the term is, you know,
the dollars.
The contract completion date is always set on these professional services 4 years out. However, our plan is to use up this $7.5 million over the next 2 years.
Next two years.
Yes, all the work should be done by them over the next 2 years.
And the fact that the CRP is twice the Move Illinois suggests that a lot of this work happens toward the end of projects, or is that not a right conclusion?
I think it's more of an accounting reason for that. We have work. We're still closing out our congestion relief program. There's still work included in that program that needs to be done. We did most of the big capital improvements in that program, so really the part that's left is some of the smaller type repair work. So I think that's the primary budget source for
work that was programmed in the CRP that was done.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
So item 8, similar to item 7, this is also a design upon request contract, but this one has a, we were looking for somebody to help us do some of our facility work and also some of our ITS work. So we are recommending Techno, I'm recommending Techno Engineering and Hanson Professional Services for this work. They have entered into a joint venture for an amount not to exceed $2,500,000. And as I mentioned, they are going to be doing mostly facility work and ITS work. We have to repair a lift station at the maintenance facility. We have to take care of an air handler. We have to do the steam boiler at CA. So there's a lot of smaller type projects that they're going to be working on. Techno is a certified DBE firm, and this joint venture is committing to exceed our DBE goal.
Yeah, it's interesting because SDI didn't have any. They're doing ITS design work, and this had, what, 8 bids on ITS design and building improvements? That's part of the scope, I guess, but not all of it.
Yes.
Is that the difference because it wasn't all of it?
I don't know. I didn't analyze it to that level, but, I mean, that could be.
Well, I think it's different types of work. SDI is a different type of company than these two.
Yes.
So, but we can certainly have that information for the board meeting or follow-up and send it.
Okay.
The technology done work for us before? I think I've seen it.
Yeah, they've done work for us before. They've been a sub on many contracts. They've done good work. So they're going to get an opportunity to be the prime on this. Item 9 is professional service contract for construction management services upon request. What they're going to do is oversee some of those design projects that are going to go out to bid created by those previous design upon request contracts. Award is recommended to Bowman Baird and Associates in an amount not to exceed $7,500,000. Bowman Baird has agreed or proposed a Menopause agreement with one of their DBE firms, Ardmore and Associates, and I will note that is an African American firm. And the consultant has committed to exceeding our DBE goal on this. Item number 10 is a professional service contract for construction management services upon request. This contract is going to be utilized to oversee some of the facilities repair work and some of the ITS work that I mentioned would be designed by the previous item. Award is recommended to DBE firm J.A. Watts in an amount not to exceed $2,500,000, and they are going to be exceeding their DBE goal on this.
There was a sum on the other, now they're the prime, that's good.
Item number 11 is an item that we're very anxious to get started. We're still negotiating the contract, so no one has the full information yet. We know that the targeted budget is about $1 million, but we do need to sit down with them and come to an agreement on exactly, you know, how we're going to spend that. We know what we want them to do. We want them to do a construction audit for us, not only reviewing our procedures and our processes, but also giving us some input and doing some testing on some of the work that was performed. This was a contract, you will remember, that we previously advertised, but were not successful in getting someone who was completely independent of us. This firm, and we did get 5 submittals on this item at least, but we did find someone, and we are recommending someone who is independent of us. They have not done any work for us since September 30th, 2004. Actually, they hadn't done any work for us that anyone knows of, even before that. Nor have their employees or partners or independent contractors or other personnel been employed by the tollway at any time. So we believe we've got somebody who is going to give us a fresh look at it, and we realize that, you know, now is a good time to do that before we launch into all this Move Illinois work. So I will be presenting this again, I think, at the board meeting next week.
Singles for the subs are independent also?
Yes.
Haven't done any work?
Yes.
As a toller?
Yes.
So this is they're not based in Chicago. They have a Chicago office. It just seems strange if they were based in Chicago and started in 1873 that they've never done any work for us.
Yeah, I was shocked we had five people respond who haven't done any work for us. But I guess there are folks out there.
It's hard to imagine.
Yes, hard to imagine. They had a very strong statement of interest. They have a Metaproje proposal included in there. They are going to exceed the DB requirement. We believe when all is said and done and we get these negotiations complete, we're excited to get them going as soon as we can.
But if you can't agree on price, you go to another.
If we don't agree on the price, yes, we then are allowed to begin negotiations with the person who was ranked number two.
I just don't want you to be so eager that you don't get a good price.
It's rare that the consultants don't see it the way that we see it.
Good.
They really want to do the work.
Okay, so that's really fair.
The next two items are supplements, and I am going to remove them from the agenda. I don't plan on taking them next week. I need to get more comfortable with it, and I need to meet these consultants and better understand them before I can recommend award.
Defer items 12 and 13, defer?
Yes, 12 and 13 are going
to
be
future board meeting.
Yeah, future board meeting. So item number 14 is a contract renewal, and that's another item that I'm going to have to defer until next week's meeting. But this is a contract renewal. This is for our traffic engineering services. We have completed negotiations. We're just finalizing the paperwork right now. We will get the additional details so that we can come back and present it to the board next week. The general background on this is, you know, we started this contract, and it has 2 1-year renewals, a 3-year initial term and 2 1-year renewals. The contract started before Move Illinois was approved. We have a desire to utilize them to pick up some of these additional items that we need to address for Move Illinois, such as developing our revenue and traffic study so that it could support our bond sales.
Right, yeah. This is our traffic. So we were required under the terms of our indenture to have this service for at least a portion of these contract services. We use them, you know, more broadly, but we are required to have some you know, professional institute do this for us, and we're hoping to bring this next week.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I can discuss.
We can talk about it anyway. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
But that's what we want them to get started on these traffic and revenue projections so that we could support our bond sales. They need to do some traffic and revenue studies associated with I-90 and even the Elgin O'Hare so that we can make sure that, you know, those are being developed correctly. They are going to be reviewing a lot more traffic plans as these contracts get developed on I-90, so we need them for that. This recommendation that I'm making here is I'm asking for the first of their allowable 2 1-year renewals to begin so that they can get started on some of this work.
And the $4 million is for the 2 years?
The $4 million will carry them through 12/31/14. The next item is a partial release of retainage. I do not have the complete information on the detailed information on the DBE items yet, and I'll get it for you. They are tracking towards exceeding their DBE commitment on this job, and they are tracking towards being under budget. So I don't have any reservations about releasing some of the money that they've already earned that we're holding as retainage. So I expect to come back next Thursday with the recommendation on that one.
Okay.
The same is true of the next item, item number 16. We will get the additional breakdown of the diversity details, but they have earned more than what they committed to, and this is for the tri-level bridge. All the work is complete. We've accepted it. I don't have any issues with it, so I expect to be doing the final release of retainage on that next week. The last three items are all related to land acquisition activities, which I need the board to give us some specific authorization on. In general, I expect to come to the board for four types of things related to land acquisition. The first time, we typically ask you, and we did do this back in December 2011, please approve some initial budgets for the corridors for land acquisition purposes and give us your permission to move forward with the due diligence phase. So that's the very first step where we start to do some right-of-way investigation, we begin the plats and surveys, we do some legal work, and other land acquisition-related services. So that's the first time. These next two, 17 and 18, are the second time I would come to the board, and that's when I want to ask for your specific approval to acquire property. At this time, we're not recommending any adjustments in the budgets, so we're going to keep working off the initial budgets that you've already approved, but I want your specific approval to acquire property. The third time is we have a legal requirement that when we actually find out what the parcel number is and identify the parcel numbers, we have to disclose that, and that's those De Benedetto resolutions. And I have one of those. That's the last item. And then the fourth time is we've adopted a resolution, or you've adopted a resolution, which sets some parameters for how we conduct settlements, and if they exceed a certain amount, we are required to come back to the board for those. So in my mind, in general, I have like four interactions that we will continue to have with the board related to land acquisition services.
So the third item is when the property owners are identified and brought to the attention of the board members.
Yes.
But we're only going to approve the second phase of your work for items 17 and 18?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me clarify a little bit, if I may. When we identify under the De Benedetto, the legal requirement is that the purpose for the De Benedetto is that before we can actually move into acquiring through condemnation, we have to identify the parcel numbers. And so that's when you get the exhibit and the listing of the tollway parcel with the related either legal description or PIN number that identifies that particular parcel that we are able to advance and acquire. Paul also missed, if I may say, there's another reason why we may come to the board if we need to increase budgetary amounts and increase the amounts that have been already previously provided to us.
I guess picking up on Chair Peterson's implicit question, at what point in those four or possibly five steps is the board given the name of the owner of the property?
When we do the De Benedetto, we come to the board and we request with the parcel listing, which goes into executive session, and then we provide, as requested, we will include property owner, actually record property owner information at that time.
So on item 19, will that happen at this board meeting?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry.
And we are making a commitment to get you that information as soon as possible in advance.
Go ahead. Thank you.
So item 17, it's going to be a resolution that's going to amend a previous resolution, 19584. And we are seeking authorization to acquire real estate needed. This is for property that we need along the Jane Addams Memorial Tollway Corridor. That's I-90. The previous resolution was approved back in December 2011, and we did establish an initial budget at the time of $1.8 million. We are not recommending that we change that dollar value at this point. And we need your approval to acquire this property so that we can support our construction contracts that we have planned for 2014. So 18, very similar to 17, but in item 18, I'm asking for a resolution to amend Resolution 19584, seeking to authorize authority to acquire real estate needed. This is for the Elmhurst interchange. We've included that as part of the Elgin O'Hare Western Access, but it does have an I-90 impact. Elmhurst is on I-90. So once again, in that previous board resolution, you authorized an initial corridor budget of $30 million. I don't have any better information to give you right now or any need to ask for a revision to that initial budget. So we will continue to operate within that limit, but this, you know, this amendment is going to give us specific authority to acquire this right-of-way at Elmhurst Road Interchange, and that also is going to be for 2014 construction that we have planned.
Okay. Thank you. Any further questions on engineering? Item number 19.
So that's going to be a resolution amending previous resolutions 19478, 19557, 19648, 19690, 19715, 19757, and 19789, authorizing acquisition of real estate needed for the I-294, I-57 interchange corridor. Specifically, this amendment to the previous resolution adds and identifies additional parcels that will be required to implement this improvement. We are not seeking a modification of the initial budget, which was established at $14,300,000 at this time. We have the information on those parcels now, and we will be sharing that.
Okay. Yeah, I do get a copy of that.
So from a process standpoint, we typically go into executive session for any discussion. If there is any, come back out.
Okay. Paul, you have to help us with this. I know we've covered quite a few items. So basically,
I take a motion for everything except what's being deferred.
Yes, under engineering, I'll need a motion to move to, for approval to move to the consent agenda. And I'll read out the items. You can correct me if I'm wrong. We need to items. And do any concerns about doing this together to move the consent agenda? Do you want to do them separately? Okay. All right. It'll be item 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And item 17, 18, and 19. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second? I'll second it. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion moves. All of those items move to the full consent agenda for the board meeting.
So is there one that was...
Did I get them all?
I think that's correct.
Okay.
You did a better job than I would have done.
Item number 19, we're going to take it up for an executive session if we need to. Okay. Legal has an item, a third intergovernmental agreement addendum with the Board of Trustees of the University of Illinois.
It is. It'll be an extension of a standing IGA since March of 2010 to do pavement research at the university's Transportation Engineering Laboratory. This will be a one-year extension for February 14 for an additional $100,000 spent.
Okay. Any questions? Okay. Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second. I'll second. The motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Item 1 or legal is approved and moves to the full board for the consent agenda. Thank you. Any unfinished business? Any new business? I guess we can, the executive session, we have two items to take up there. Maybe Dave, you could.
Staff would recommend a motion to proceed to executive session for the committee pursuant to certain exceptions under the Open Meetings Act, specifically section 2C2 to discuss collective bargaining matters and 2C5 to discuss real estate acquisitions.
So moved.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Passes. We are now in executive session. Thank you, everyone.